Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the spot.
Well, yesterday, down the hall, Cam Wex celebrated its 100th anniversary. Now, the official anniversary is not until Christmas Eve. That's where the call letters for KMOX come from. They actually originally wanted to name it, what was it, KSLV, something around, it was a VSL, that was it, Voice of St. Louis.
Okay.
There were some FCC issues going on. Somebody else had a similar call letters. I can't remember the details, but they ended up with KMOX, which the MO stands for Missouri and the X stands for Christmas, because they started broadcasting, I think it was 8 p.m. on Christmas Eve.
I knew when they started, but I had no idea that's what the X was for, because
oh, really?
I worked for KMOV-TV, formerly okay. KMOX-TV. And I had no idea.
Yeah,
that's where it comes from.
But yesterday was 11/20, November 20th. So that's why they chose that day
as opposed to 4/20.
An on-air celebration where alums of the station came into the studios, and there were a lot of interviews and looking back. I did my own piece a few days ago where I dug through the archives, which was fun to do. There's a lot of old tape in there. I found some stuff from 1939, 1941, where it was news stuff, sports stuff, and the ads were crazy, you know, like cigarette commercials. And this sports broadcast is brought to you by Marlboro or what?
Chesterfield.
Mean, yeah, it was interesting to listen to. They had a lot of variety shows back then, so a lot of comedy/music shows that were broadcast nationally on CBS.
Okay, you're right.
In the 50s, live from the Chase Hotel.
Wow.
Yep. And so I found some of that stuff, and I was just enjoying it. Jack Buck, there's an interview that he tried to do in 1973 for the Dugout Show. They would do a show from the dugout. And Barney Schultz was his name. He was a pitching coach for the Cardinals. Apparently, he had taken a little too much cold medicine before this interview.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay, I understand.
Have you heard this interview?
I have not.
Oh, yeah. He starts out being very lucid, talking about what's coming up in August for the Cardinals in terms of the schedule. And then all of a sudden, he just can't talk. It almost seemed like he had a stroke.
Wow.
He did not.
No.
But he started saying things like, yeah, it was 7 ankles and a day's rest. He said it like that. 7 ankles and a day's rest. Well, he stopped him eventually and said, what are you talking about? I think you've lost your mind here. And he said, let's start over. And then Buck also was a good friends with Jonathan Winters. Do you remember Jonathan Winters?
I do.
Well, he had a character called Whip Willis. He was a former pitcher, and he came into the booth at Dodger Stadium. I think he did this more than once, but I found the clip, and it's Whip Willis just answering Buck's questions, being hilarious. Oh, is this going back to St. Louis? you pitched in St. Louis, didn't you? Yeah, that humidity. And then, and he just goes on. He goes, he said, didn't, and Buck says, did you drink at that time? He said, I only made my own stuff from shaving lotion. That's it, you know. And then he just, and then he gives him the play-by-play, and Jonathan Winters as Whip Willis. He has this southern accent. It's hilarious. There's just a lot of moments like that were unscripted, and I found just digging through the archives, it just shows you the history of KMOX and what it's meant to the country, because there's so many people who grew up Cardinals fans on the East Coast.
True.
Because that's the station you could hear, the 50,000-watt clear channel.
38 states and four Canadian provinces.
Is that what it is?
That's what I thought. That's what Jim White used to say. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just a fascinating history, and it's been so impactful to the country. It's fun to celebrate 100 years.
So anybody in broadcasting or who studied broadcasting is familiar with the beginning of broadcast radio in this country. And in like 1920? So you went on the air in 25, right?
Right.
So in 1920, KDKA in Pittsburgh
yeah,
was the first AM radio station to go on the air. And back then, there was no cap on the strength of the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
So when WLW went on the air in Cincinnati, mm-hmm, around that same time, and then KMOX around that same time, the Crosley family, which of course owned the Reds at the time, and hence Crosley Field, mm-hmm, the old Crosley Field, and all that, they made radios, they made washing machines, they even made cars for a while, I think, at Crosley. I mean, they were into everything. They built a 500,000-watt
yeah,
repeater for WLW. So you could literally hear some of these radio stations when it was 100, 200,000 watts across the world, like in other
That's
countries.
Nuts.
And it was crazy. And then finally, I don't know what the year was, they finally realized, if we don't cap this, they're all going to start bleeding over
right
onto each other. And they had to cap it at 50,000 watts, which is why you brag now about the power at 50,000 watts, but it used to be 500,000 watts. It was crazy.
Yeah, and KFTK is celebrating 25 years this year, right?
Oh, yeah, we did.
So radio, in my career, dating, which goes back to late 80s, early 90s in college and getting out of college, radio has been proclaimed dead ever since I've been in it, and I think it was proclaimed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dead way before that. AM was going to be killed by FM. FM was going to be killed by satellite radio. All of it was going to be killed by podcasting and digital and all this other stuff. And we're still here.
Video killed the radio
yeah
star.
Oh, that's the other
you
one.
You should know that by now.
Right.
MTV.
But radio is the most immediate medium, and it's the most impactful locally for a community.
Yeah.
And obviously corporations have taken over some of these radio stations, and it's lost some of its locality and a lot of staffing and that kind of stuff. That sad part is sad.
That's the sad part. But, as you know, with the watering down of the media landscape, both from the cable perspective, from streaming services, from podcasts, from all of that, you could expect that. But we're still here. To your point, we're still here. Because there's a value you can't get from listening to some satellite feed from halfway around the country to issues that affect your life locally. You can't get away from that. And I know on KMOX and KDKA, for that matter, WOW, famous and in the legend and lore of radio, but of course then everybody's saying, well, AM radio is dead. Well, AM radio is a different kind of signal. It's not as clear and robust as FM, and a lot of stations have tried to switch or gain an FM signal, which KMOX was fortunate enough to do with 104.1.
Right.
Which they're still on 1120, obviously, broadcasting, because that signal, the amplitude modulation, if I'm remembering my stuff correctly, at night when they're up at 50,000 watts, you can still hear them in Canada. Like
Absolutely.
I could pick them up in South Carolina when I worked down there if I wanted to listen to the Cardinals, or I could pick up WOW if I wanted to listen to the Reds. It's clear at night. FM doesn't travel that far. It's frequency modulation, so the quality is better of the sound. It just doesn't, the signal doesn't travel as far. But it still hasn't lost its relevance to people who enjoy getting to know people personally, which is so different than what you see on TV news and some of these programs. It's just so different. You've got social media feedback. You take phone calls. You can do all that stuff.
Well, I remember the car makers not that long ago were trying to get the government to take out AM.
Yes.
Not force them to put AM radio in cars. I grew up on AM radio. I remember when I was a kid, when my mom was driving me around, that's what we listened to. We listened to music on AM.
Sure.
And it's nostalgic, and I'm not saying that it's, you know, times move forward and maybe AM should go away eventually, but it's a little nostalgic, but also there are people who enjoy AM radio.
Right. You know. No, I agree with that. I'm not saying they don't. The AM thing in the car is dumb, but these companies were claiming that, particularly on their EVs, I don't know what the range is, but at some point it can, the frequency or the noise made by the battery can interfere with the AM signal on the radio. And they wanted to eliminate, that was their excuse for eliminating it. But every radio can pick up AM. It's just whether or not they make it available.
Right.
And that's the stupid part of it. I don't know why they ever would have ended that. Because if there's an emergency broadcast situation, you need to be able to broadcast on all channels.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That is a good point. I mean, situations like the May 16th tornado, any emergency situation, radio is there immediately. So the news can be delivered right away.
Right.
And, you know, it's important to be able to do that.
I agree, Scott. I think it's a worthy anniversary to remember. And to point out that when 97.1 came on the air in 2000, 25 years ago, it was revolutionary at the time for talk radio to be on the FM dial. It was dominated by music stations.
That's
right?
True. That's a good point.
So it had traditionally been on the AM side where you did talk radio, and 97.1 kind of brought that to the forefront here in the St. Louis area. Good one, Scott. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank
you. I know you don't look 100, but I mean, happy birthday, honestly. Coming up next hour, we'll talk more about Guns and Hoses because we're going to give away some tickets. That's coming up next Wednesday night. I found out a few more details on my role in the whole thing on a Zoom call yesterday, so I'm going to fill you in. If you're going down there, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to talk about that coming up. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.